Welcome to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast, helping web design and SEO entrepreneurs start and grow their online business. Here's your host, web designer, SEO, and founder of PortableEntrepreneur.com, Christine Mizell.
Welcome to the 10th episode of the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited that we've already hit double digits. I'm really enjoying answering all your questions, so please do keep all these great questions coming. I really hope that you are getting a lot of value out of this, that this is giving you some new ways to think about your business, some new strategies that you can implement in your business so that you can see growth in your business this year. Now, many of you joined me for my brand new free training that I've been hosting over the past couple of days that I called the 3 steps to landing your next web design and SEO client. And in this training, I gave you the 3-step process that I use to attract high-paying clients and grow my agency. And many others have successfully used this process as well. So if you are looking for a blueprint to attracting high-paying clients, this is definitely a training that you don't want to miss. And I am offering an encore presentation of this training only for the next few days. So if you're interested in having that game plan for moving forward this year and growing your agency, head over to www.portableentrepreneur.com/results. All right, let's go ahead and jump into today's question, which comes from Russell in the UK. So let's have a listen.
Hi, Christine. My name's Russell. I'm from the UK. I'm calling in because I wanted to know what tools you use to build and grow an email list. In particular, your thoughts and experience around segmenting and sequencing emails, both for potential and current clients.
Thanks so much for your question, Russell. I love this question. This is so important. So I'm really glad that we can talk about this here today. So here's what I'm going to do. First, I want to share my thoughts on what you've asked. Then I will tell you where I would start if I was just getting started. And I'll tell you the tools that I use to make this happen. All right. Now, to answer your question, I think building your email list, segmenting this list, and building automated email sequences for both your potential and your current clients, as you suggested, is really important. This, of course, takes some time to set up, but that's because it's really going to pay off. Because once you have this process set up, it runs on autopilot. So this allows you to keep your current clients engaged and informed, and overall, it gives them a better experience in working with you, and that helps lead to future work. It makes that much, much easier. There's so much less selling that you have to do. And if you think about future work, that should be a recurring revenue stream. So the more that you can serve one client and have them continue working with you, that means your client value is going to increase. You're going to have an average higher client value. And when that happens, your business grows and it becomes more profitable. Okay, so when you have a higher client value, so let's say right now you have clients come in and they pay you $1,000 or $2,000 for a project, and that's it. But now if you're able to continue serving them in one way or another through recurring revenue streams, and let's say you can get clients to continue with you for an extra year. Now let's say your average client value is $5,000, $10,000, $15,000. So this now allows you to understand that when you have a new client coming in, you know their average worth is worth much more than just what you are getting them in the door for, because you're going to be able to continue to serve this client and continue to impact their business. Now, when you know what your clients are worth, you are now able to use some of the faster lead generation strategies that tend to be the paid lead generation strategies, so you can start really marketing and getting in front of your ideal clients faster and easier, and you know how much you can spend to do that because you know how many clients you can attract and how much your clients are worth. But of course, that happens over time. We all have to start somewhere. Now, this is beautiful because while you are working with your current clients. You are simultaneously warming up other prospects without any additional effort, and you'll have more leads to pull from when you have room for more clients. So that is why this is a process that you want to implement. So if this isn't something that you've implemented in your business, I highly recommend that you start doing this. But if you're just getting started in business, keep in mind that this is something that you will build and improve over time. You don't want to get frustrated that, oh, now you have to have this huge process in place. That is not the case. You need to start with where your business is at. So I would start building out your email sequence for leads, but you can create this other email sequence for clients once you have clients. So don't build something or create a process for clients when you don't have any, because that time is time you should be spent marketing. And if you're not marketing, you're not bringing in new clients, so therefore you don't need this process, okay? So don't try to get all these processes in place when you don't have the clients. So what'll happen is as you get clients in the door, then you can start coming up with your email sequence that you'll be sending out. And you can do it once a week, once every other week, once a month. And then you can continue to add to that. And over time, it will grow and grow and grow. And what happens is at that point, when you have new clients come in, they're gonna start at the beginning of your sequence, and you'll have this whole automated sequence built out. So that is why I say start with where your business is right now and allow it to build over time and grow. Okay, so now that you know my thoughts and you know where I would start, let's talk about some tools. There are a few core tools that I use, and I will incorporate some others depending on the strategy that I use to grow my list, because what you're gonna do to attract these leads really makes a difference for the tools. But there are core tools that everyone is going to need regardless of the strategy. So let's start there. The first thing that you're going to need is email marketing software. And there are many, many options out there. There are tons that are either free or very low cost for when you are first getting started. Now, I like to use one that is a bit more advanced, that allows you to build more of these automated marketing series, that allows you to segment your list really, really well. And that is ActiveCampaign. Now, it can do the same functions that others like MailChimp, for example, can do, but it really allows you to segment your list and build automated sales funnels in there. And what I like about it is that this is one that you can not only start with, but that your agency can grow into. One of the things that was the most frustrating for me when my business finally started to take off, I was building that momentum, things were getting really exciting, I realized that my software wasn't growing with me. So during that time where I needed to be in my business, focused on my clients, focused on the leads coming in, I had to take the time to figure out other software and start transferring everything over. That was really frustrating. So had I started with ActiveCampaign, I would have been able to grow, my agency would have been able to grow into that, and it would have had everything I needed from the beginning. So if you can, that is a great place to start. Now I can give you more details about which plan and all of that, but what I'll do is I will put more details about what I would recommend that you start with in the show notes. So you can go there for more details at portableentrepreneur.com/10. That's the number 10. Now, the next thing you're going to need is some form of landing page software, because you need to be able to capture your leads to add them to the list that you just created in ActiveCampaign or your email marketing software. Now, hopefully you know that no one is just signing up for random newsletters because they happen to see a newsletter box on a website. So you have to have a compelling reason for them to hand you their contact information. That's very well protected these days, so you have to give them a good reason. Now, I could go into a lot on that, so we'll have to save that for another episode, but I wanna continue talking about the software. Now, the idea here is that you're making a dedicated landing page only for the purpose of a potential lead opting in and giving you their contact information. This way you can enter them into your email sequence, you can follow up with them to move them from someone who is interested into a lead and into a paying client. Now, you can go about setting up this landing page manually, but I don't think that's where you should be spending your time when you're trying to grow your business. You need to spend the bulk of your time getting your clients to your landing page. Otherwise, you're spending hours and hours and days getting this process set up, and you're exhausted and don't have the energy to go out and start driving the leads to the page. You need something fast and simple so that you can get these landing pages up quick, and then your attention can turn to getting these leads to this landing page. So there's a few good options that are out there. Now I'm gonna link to a few because it depends on your needs, and you may already have one of these that you could use. Now if you have a theme subscription to Elegant Themes, which has the Divi theme and the Divi Builder, or Thrive Themes, either one of those is really, really good for building landing pages and creating opt-ins for your leads. So if you are gonna be working with local businesses, Thrive Themes is actually really good for not only your website, but also for your clients and to helping them build their email list as well and attract more customers. Now, Lead Pages is another option, and they are known for their landing pages. They make it super, super simple. You can literally throw up a landing page in 10 minutes and be off. So that's the core of what you need. You need an email marketing software and you need some way to build landing pages. But now, as I mentioned earlier, you may need some additional tools depending on how you're building your list. For example, if you offer a webinar or some form of training for potential leads or even current clients, you may need some additional tools in order to help you do that. But at its core, you will need the email marketing software and a way to set up landing pages. So I will include links to all of the resources that I've mentioned here in the show notes, which you can find at portableentrepreneur.com/10. And as a reminder, if you want to sign up for the encore presentation of the 3 steps to landing your next web design and SEO client, which will only be available for the next few days, you can head over to portableentrepreneur.com/results. So thanks again, Russell, for sending in this great question. And thank you for listening and joining me here today. Until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Portable Entrepreneur Podcast. For more business tips, tutorials, and resources, visit www.portableentrepreneur.com.